And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back in the studio with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we have a great show lined up for you today. Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors, FishDope.com, local knowledge, and who knows what else? A lot of stuff, indeed. Hey, he's our buddy, and we're going to be talking some great fishing all over the place. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great time today.
Yeah, indeed. Fresh back from Zihuatanejo yesterday. Got back last night, and good to be back in the studio. Thanks for covering Rex yesterday,
no problem,
Ricky.
Man.
What a great job you and Corey did with Sean.
That was an easy show with Sean and Kristen. Yeah, like there's so much to cover, and those guys do so much now. You know, we were kind of BSing in the beginning of the show. You know, they started as a place that cuts fish and puts them in vacuum pack bags to now...
Yeah.
Everything, you know, all the cooking and fun. It was a great show. We had a good time.
Yeah, it sounded fantastic. I listened on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Nice.
Both live in Zihuatanejo as well as recorded. So be sure to do that if you ever miss a show. No doubt about it. Ali Husseini, the guy who does like multiple, like I can't even keep track of how many things you've got going.
Yeah, you're the same. Same way. He was the computer guy a while ago.
Just trying to stay busy.
Busy. So how did it all start? How you and Jason kind of put this whole thing together, how many years ago? Kind of give us the history of BD and now what you're doing and all that.
Was like 2003. We were the young guys. Now we're not so much anymore. It's been a long time. I mean, I know Ricky was around from day one, but basically, you know, that there was no fishing on the internet at the time. The internet was still honestly pretty new.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I don't even think we really had the web until the late 90s. So, And there's just a couple of other fishing sites, and, you know, we didn't like the way they were being run, and we ended up getting kicked off of one of them, and Jason's like, screw this, I'm going to go start my own thing. And then at the time, I had owned a marketing company, doing T-shirts and stickers and all that stuff, and man, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember the early days, but there wasn't a truck on the highway almost that didn't have a BD sticker on it and
sure,
T-shirts.
Totally,
and
yeah.
We just built the whole thing with T-shirts and stickers and a little bit of the marketing stuff that I'd learned, you know, through previous jobs. And man, what a ride.
You guys, like, created, you know, a culture.
It was just, and you know what? So much of those things is timing. Like, I'm not here to tell you we were brilliant and had all the answers, because we weren't. We just really liked fishing, and, you know, we never intended for it to be a job. I think that helped us a lot. Like,
right.
You see a lot of guys get into the fishing business because they love it, and there's a desperation. Like, you have to make money right away, or you got to go back to the real world. Like, we just did our regular jobs and kept trying to be smart and being cool to everybody, you know, and just being, you know, being a good resource. And over the years, what I've really learned is that the key to all this stuff is value. Give value to your members, right? We weren't asking you for any money. We gave you a place to BS with your buddies and share fishing info. There's value, you know. Fish Dope, right? Saves you money, saves you time. There's value in that. Like,
when did Fish Dope come into the
like 08 or something 08, like that? Yeah,
that's
somewhere
really
around there. 09. It has. I mean, it's been a way for us to convert this huge amount of traffic that we had that we were given, you know, free fish reports to and all that. Hey, man, that's always going to be free. But if you'd like the premium stuff, you know, here, if you don't mind throwing us 10 or 12 bucks a month, we'll keep you dialed in with what's going on. And, you know, we've never tried to sell anything out or, you know, sell anybody spots or any of that. We've just kind of done our own thing. And there's definitely, you know, guys like us that get to fish a lot more than most people start to take for granted the fact that the average dude has got a 9-to-5. He's working Monday through Friday. And for him to throw a few bucks down to stay on top of what's going on, it's worth every
penny.
There's
no doubt about it.
You guys so clearly, you know, it was very obvious from the get-go, you so clearly put so much money back into it. Like, if you signed up for Fish Dope in 08 versus what it is now, the things that have changed with just charts and style and airplanes and the network of people, like, it is better, you know, every single year that you sign up for it, it's, you know, obviously better than the year previous.
Yeah, it's value.
Totally.
Right? Like, don't stay stagnant. What, like, dude, we used to dream about having a spotter plane.
Right.
Like, that was the impossible dream 15 years ago.
A joke. You
totally.
Know,
like, who could ever afford to spend however many $100 an hour to keep an airplane flying regularly? And, I mean, dude, there one day me and Jason were like, holy crap, we could fly a spotter plane.
That's
like,
rad.
We've got enough guys, you know, we can kind of amortize the costs. And it was, it's just, again, value. Like, we're redoing our apps right now. We're adding in new maps. We have all these new features. And it's all coming, you know, like, we don't have to
and
do
it's
that.
All part of the $169 deal.
All part of the package.
Yeah, all part of it.
I don't think we've raised the rate since, like, 2009.
No. Yeah.
You know?
No, it's a great bargain. And Danny and Jeff do amazing work.
They,
I mean, those, they live it and breathe it.
Dude, glad that they do, so I don't.
Yeah.
Very happy to have those guys
Danny's
on our
talking,
team.
I mean, I'm talking to him on the phone. He's talking to two guys on the water while I'm talking to him on the phone.
Yep, you got to be a special kind of person to be want to talk that much about fishing. Like,
no,
I live enough of it, man. I need a little bit of time off. But no, we couldn't do it without those guys.
Yeah.
Staying on top of the reports, and, you know, Jeff's doing a lot of the tech and the behind the scenes stuff now and keeping it spinning. He's doing a great job
with it.
And you'll see that in this next revision. Like, in the next, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, you guys will get an app update, and hopefully you like it. And again, bring more value, make it. We just want everything that we do to be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, the Yellowtail Shootout. Guys love that tournament. It's the biggest tournament on the coast. Why? You show up, you pay your entry fee, it's about $100 a person, and you leave with $150 worth of crap in your bag.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not crap. It's like a BD
good
shirt,
stuff.
A Costa hat, an AFCO hat, stuff that we would all spend money on that we can, again, kind of pool together our partners and make these things so it's a no-brainer for the community. You know, and we make no bones about the fact we make our living doing it.
And you don't put on 200 tournaments a year.
Oh, God, no.
You put 200 tournaments worth of focus into the ones that you do.
That's what we try to do,
and
always have a good meal. And we've always got tons of good cold beer. And we know what fishermen like because we're that guy.
Right.
You
know
what I mean? So it's
and that's
not
the whole,
hard to figure
the
out.
The whole thing that came from Bloody Decks and that BD Outdoors, Fish Dope tournaments. that's what it is. You guys are fishermen.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, we are
hardcore.
There's not a day where we don't wake up and just be like, are you serious? We're so fortunate.
That's cool.
Like, that'll never be lost on either me, Jason, our whole staff, man. Like, my biggest fear, I tell people all the time, is having to go get a real job.
Like,
oh, my God, at a desk.
Wow, are you kidding? No.
It just won't happen.
Yeah.
There's no way.
So now the big deal is local knowledge. What a great TV show.
You guys did such a good
job. Man, I mean, that show, I got to tell you, I mean, I don't watch a lot of fishing TV, but I watch local knowledge. It's good.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, man, we're just... Again, timing, you know,
yeah.
Kind of right place, right time. You know, a lot of people know that we were very good friends with Jose Wahebe, and then when Jose passed, we had the opportunity to work with his right-hand guy, and we did some video work for BD and stuff, and it was just like, man, this is fun.
Yeah, it's too good.
This is high level. Like, this is badass stuff. Yeah. I remember we did a first PEI video together when we first met Mikey, our producer, and he came and shot it and edited it. He one-man banded the whole thing. He had, like, a bat belt on with tools and modules and cameras. And this kid's only, like, 3'2" tall. I mean, carrying 200 pounds of gear. And it came out, and I was like, that is the coolest thing we've ever put our logo on.
That's awesome.
Like, I mean, I'd never seen anybody doing video that cinematic style and the big, you know, the big lenses. And
it's Jose Wahebe's style that, you know, that he started that whole thing.
Biggest compliment we can get.
Yeah, Jose was such an artist, you know.
Yeah,
And a lot of that is, you can see it in local knowledge.
I like that. We love that. We love to hear that because he was the man. And, you know, Rush was like Jose's protege. They lived in the same town. Rush would kind of, as Jose wasn't chartering and stuff, you know, he'd be calling Rush, hey, dude, where's the fish? Hey, where do I put my anchor down? Hey, what gear do I need? And, you know, and Rush was always kind of his support system and on the show a lot. And, you know, we all loved Jose, and hopefully we're doing a decent job of carrying the torch.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
So, and the match between you and Rush is such a great guy, and I mean, it's a perfect match because you got that East Coast, West Coast kind of style.
Yep, for sure.
Right.
And
totally,
you know,
different
deals.
Yeah.
I don't think that everybody appreciates how different it is back there as opposed to being here. And, you know, honestly, Rush is a blue-collar guy. I'm a little bit more of a white-collar guy, probably with a blue-collar mentality. So he has to go fish every day.
Yeah.
I get to go fish every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's cool. And Rush and I, as soon as we started hanging out, instant, like, we just got so much. He's just as crazy about fishing as all the rest of us. He wants to go places. He wants to see things. He wants to learn about our West Coast fishery as much as I love going back to the Keys, you know. And he was always big tuna because they don't have those in Florida. That's what he wanted to catch. And since we've been doing this show, I mean, his first bluefin was like 160 pounds. Really? He's getting to see the best. Like, just go to PV and catch a cow yellowfin. Like, that doesn't happen to everybody, but he's been able to. You know,
great timing he's had to get into
curve.
It. Because
yeah.
It goes with you, right?
Yeah, we've had some great trips, man.
Yeah.
Some really great
trips. So what's the deal? Give us kind of your perspective as being a West Coast, grow up in Southern California guy of that Keys fishery. I mean, I've been there diving a lot. I haven't fished a lot there. Fished a few times. What's your kind of... I'm kind of trying to get my mind around what it's like fishing in the Florida Keys.
Yeah, you know, I think when we were growing up, and I know Ricky was the same way, you know, you're reading everything, you get your hands on, you're just trying to digest it all. And the only thing that we had to really tell us about what the East Coast was like was either Florida magazines or Florida TV shows. And I think it was really hard to relate. Like, my whole impression was, like, guys smoking cigars in Columbia shirts, fly casting to permit for
it.
The flats, right?
Flip pallet.
Yeah.
That's what every
fisherman
was.
And then you go over there, and you kind of get past the, you know, going and hiring a charter. Now you're kind of one of the boys, and you're hanging out with the guys. There's as many dirty, savage meat fishermen over there like us. Like, they like bait. You know, they like to use chunks of meat. They like to catch stuff they can kill and clean. And you know what I mean? Like, it's just like anything. There's a lot more similarities than there's not. But I think our perception, mine was either the flats or it was like redfish and trout.
Totally.
You know, and I didn't think that there was anything in between. But they catch tuna. They're black fins. You know, they're not as big as what we get here. And the thing that I like is the bottom fishing. We don't get groupers here. We don't get snappers here. And they've got a whole, like, there's 10 species of grouper and probably 20 species of snapper to go catch.
Complicated regulations, too.
They
you can
are,
keep this grouper,
yeah.
but you can't keep this one. It's got to be 22 inches, but this one's got to be 30 inches or whatever.
They do. They manage their stuff a lot tighter than we do. And, you know, they're not super popular with their guys there, but I'd say they do a better job than we do on this coast.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not hard.
No, well, that's true. Bad argument.
But so So is the fishing better in the Keys?
No
or
question.
Is it,
yes.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Anybody from here that tries to tell you otherwise is kidding themselves. Or
it's
they don't understand.
Just because of
the
variety?
Fishing. Dude, in the middle of winter, how many 30-pound fish could you catch?
Yeah.
Right. Zero. I could go out and work my ass off for 3 days straight, and I'd need a halibut, right, in the middle of winter, 30-pound halibut, or a yellowtail, you know? And over there, it's all day, every day. What I tell people is they've got the fishing, no question. We've got the weather.
Their weather sucks.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot. I mean, you know. But when it's nice, I mean, there's nothing like it. Right. Crystal clear water and all that, but they just get so much more wind. I think when you only fish Southern California, you don't realize that everywhere else on Earth is really
sucks
windy.
Sucks all the time.
We're just so lucky.
It's
here,
a kiddie pond.
We were literally having that discussion the other day. You know, the beginning of this week, it blew like 20 knots, and all of us were like, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
God,
I can't believe how crappy it is. And we literally had that talk. Like, you know, it's crazy that here, that is an unfishable, you wouldn't even fathom going out because it's blowing 22 knots. There's other places that, like, that's Wednesday. Like, that's just what it's going to be today. It's slightly more breezy than normal, and of course they're going to go fishing.
100%.
We don't even dream of untying the boat because it's going to be 25 knots.
Well, especially us. We get to pick which days we want
to
go. I don't want to have that at all.
Because in two more days, it's going to be flat and sunny and 75 again in January.
Yeah. Well, and whatever has changed our fishery here, like around the same time we got the El Nino, and we got bluefin, they got wind. Like, Rush is like, dude, this is nothing like I've seen in 25, 30 years of guiding. Wind. And the guys in the Gulf, you know, I got a lot of friends down in Venice and stuff, same thing. Huh. Whatever has changed here, global warming, call it whatever you want, climate change has caused just unprecedented amount. Like, Rush didn't used to go out in 20-knot wind, 20-mile-an-hour wind. Right. Now, he has to, or he literally will not work.
Really?
It's just consistently 15 to 20 for the last 2 years.
Wow.
And I love it there, and I'm all fired up, and I get on the plane, and I'm like, we get there, oh, forecast change, you're going to get your teeth kicked in. Like, oh, God.
We're spoiled here. And that's where Seakeeper comes in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't have one in his boat.
Oh,
he didn't want to do it because, you know, he has to go really shallow and didn't need the extra weight. But I can tell you 100% his next boat will have a Seakeeper.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
It's such a luxury, you know what I mean? Like, I understand most people cannot have one, but don't ever get one if you can't afford another one in your next boat because it'll ruin you.
Well, what's really cool is they're introducing, while we're on that subject, they're at Fred Hall Long Beach. Actually, I think at the Miami Boat Show, they're introducing the Seakeeper 1, which would fit in your boat, the 25 Parker.
Yeah. Send it. I'm in.
That's crazy.
It's small. I mean, you look at the pictures of it. You did an article in BD Outdoors.
I can't wait to check it out. I mean, it's hard to imagine something that small, you know, stabilizing a boat that big.
I know.
And I got to come ride your boat. Like, my boat's a center console, so it's stable inherently, you know, and it's pretty long, so it's going to be, you know, stable and wide. But, like, I can't even imagine. If we'd have put one in our Innovator, I don't know that we'd ever would have sold
it. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, on the smaller West Coast flybridge boats, man.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It is.
Come fishing with me.
It's such a piece of tech.
Yeah. You don't want to ever turn it off, that's for sure.
Oh, no. I turn it off, like, in the middle of the day just to freak people out.
Yeah, I do that, too. Yeah. It's fun. Turn it off, and it's like, what happened?
What's going on? Oh, that's how you know you've gotten soft. The Seakeeper goes off and lights over.
That's it. Well, we have so much to talk about with Ollie here from BD Outdoors, local knowledge, fishdope.com. We've just scratched the surface.
I'm just going to talk swordfish the whole time.
Okay,
like, that's it. That's all.
Yeah,
done.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show. Lots of fun. Bud's talking fishing, and we want you to be a part of it, man. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, the best way to do it is to give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. You want to join in the fun, have a question for Ollie, we want to hear from you. And not only are you going to get that opportunity, we are giving away such a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a full one-year membership to fishdope.com. Again, barely scratched the surface on the value of having fishdope from all of the great information, where to go, what to do, weather, closures, all the pertinent information. Fishdope is so much more than just a go-here fishing site, a really cool opportunity for somebody to get a full-year membership.
$170 value right there.
Yeah.
If you're already a member, just extend your membership. If you're a new member, you got a brand-new membership.
Yeah, it's an awesome opportunity. We're stoked to have you. And again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ollie, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therez rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therez is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Great time this morning. Again, going to be a very busy morning show. Everything's already starting to get packed up. But if you want to get your shot to talk to Ollie, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. So, Ollie, I want to go back a little bit. Bloody Decks, okay? So where'd that name come from?
Jason invented it, and it was brilliant. Jason.
Yeah, totally.
Just put a couple words together that kind of talked to fishermen, and, man, it didn't take much. Like, once the word got out, everybody had to have a sticker or a T-shirt or whatever, and that's one of the biggest elements to our success has been just that name to start off with.
Yeah. And then it kind of morphed into BD Outdoors, which is a little more politically correct, would you say?
Yeah.
I don't know. What why the change?
So, well, when we started hiring authors and writing articles and doing the editorial side and all that, Bloody Decks was a bit of a sour pill. Like, you know, dealing with companies like AFCO that were conservative and Shimano, like, we didn't get the time of day from those guys in the early days, you know? And so we figured we kind of upgrade ourselves overall. We've left the forums. You can still say all those great words that we like to say on fishing boats and, you know, pretty much post whatever you want. But on the editorial side and writing the articles and selling advertising, with BD Outdoors just made so much more sense. And honestly, looking back on it, it was one of the smartest things we could have done.
Yeah.
You know, in the forums, we can still do whatever we want to do. But on the article side, we try to be professional.
And it's great.
You know, we
BD
want
Outdoors,
to be that solution.
Yeah, BD Outdoors is cool. What those that haven't ventured in, how does it work? Do you join BD Outdoors?
No,
or
it's
you
totally
just
free.
On?
You can go to BD Outdoors, and then you can read all the article content. You know, we've got probably 10 or 12 writers that are putting out cool, relevant content and videos and all that
news, right?
And all that. Yeah, I mean, like 5 pieces a day. It's a lot of content.
It's like an online magazine.
That's all it is. Yeah. And that's what I try to explain to people. So what do you do for a living? I'm like, okay, picture a magazine, but we don't print anything. It's all done online. We sell advertising. I mean, that's the crux of our business, right? But, no, like, the name thing was totally, like, I look back on it, I'm like, man, that really changed stuff for us. And that was because we were a forum only, and, like, we're trying to sell advertising and kind of turn this into a business back in 2009 or 2010. And it was like everybody wanted gear reviews, and they wanted you to come write about their resort. And so we've tried to blend, you know, kind of some of that stuff that supports our advertisers along with good quality content. And, you know, instead of just going and telling you how rad a boat is, we go and tell you how fishy a boat is, and all the stuff that it's important to us. And again, you know, we kind of feel like we're our reader.
You guys were social media before it was Facebook and before 100%. It was Instagram. I mean, like, that's what people did when people went and caught a cool fish and wanted to show their buds, and whether they wanted to beat their chest and show off or they wanted to share info with their buddy, whatever. It's everything that everybody uses now. Well before that was a household brand.
100%, man. And one of the most popular parts of our website, which if you think about it, it's not that surprising, is classifieds.
Mm-hmm. Classifieds.
Fishermen love gear.
I tell people that. I tell people about your classifieds
all the time.
At least 3 times a week. People come into our tackle store all the time. Hey, I've got an old Trinidad. What's the best move to do with it? And that's exactly – I mean, I'm the biggest supporter of that. I mean, I tell people all the time, like, that's the best marketplace – for people like us that are gear junkies that know the value of it. You put it on Craigslist, and it might, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a $10 Pen 500 or a $600 Talica, it's got the same value on an ad on Craigslist. It's a deep sea reel. But on Bloody Decks, it's people that know what they're doing and know what they want, and you get it. You ask a fair price, you'll get a fair price. It's easy to deal with people. Like, I tell people that is the marketplace to sell gear, period.
And how much does that cost?
Zero. Value, Pete. Value.
Yeah. So classified. Do you have to be a member to put classifieds on?
So if you're going to read the forums, you can basically read, like, I think Jason's got it set to 5 or 10 posts. And then after that, it says, hey, log in. If you don't log in, you can create an account here. Costs you nothing, but you just got to let us capture your information.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all we're asking
for. And what do you do with that
email, your basic stuff. I mean, we email you promotions and all that, which you can totally.
Fishing related.
Look, again, we don't want to sell out. We're not selling Viagra pills or any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, it's just all fishing related content. Yeah. And you can, exactly. Well, for Ricky. You can always unsubscribe and we don't pester you again or any of that stuff. But that's the model of the internet going forward. It's like, hey, are you willing to give up a little bit of your personal information and get something for free? You know, and in our case, it's funny, like, we go to upgrade software, which we're doing right now, and everybody acts like it's the end of the world.
Why?
Like, change. Guys don't like change. And they lose their mind. This place is going to hell. Oh, I remember when this was fun. Like, it's like an airplane falling out of the sky, and we've got 10,000 people in it, and they're all screaming their head. It's like, dude, just chill out.
And
this isn't our first rodeo, you know.
And at this point, they have probably been enjoying free content for the last 10 years, but still, like, this is BS,
that's,
man.
That's where it's free.
That's
mellow out. Why are you so mad? And I was like, the last post I put on these guys, I'm like, Netflix is $10 a month.
Yeah.
And every one of you have it.
And you probably spend more time here.
Yeah, that's
funny. You know what I mean? Like, if you think of dollar for value of how much time, you know, the upper half of our membership has paid for the amount of entertainment they've received, we don't ask you to do anything. Maybe click on a banner ad.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, you told me it was free.
It is. It still
it is free.
It is free.
Yeah.
But hundreds and thousands of hours of entertainment, but you change one color on something or a button goes away, and oh, my God, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah. So what are the forums? I mean, you can share fishing information, you can do classified ads, sell different. Does it have to be fishing related when you're classified?
No, I mean, there's people selling couches on there and all kinds of stuff. Most of it is fishing related because you got to see a fisherman, you know, waiting to read it.
Right.
But there's everything in there from how to fix your outboard, or, like, if you got something weird going on with your boat, you can post something up, and there'll be somebody on there who had the same problem and, you know, knows how to fix it.
I remember in the old days of Bloody Decks, the thing that I was the most I was a kid, you know what I mean? Like, and the thing that I dug the most was watching everybody modify and do things to their boats. You know, that's such a West Coast, Southern California culture of taking a boat that was built for somewhere else and making it cool here, or, you know, or so, like, so many of us, you know, I would love to afford a CV and trips, but what I have is, you know, a 1970 Skipjack, but, you know, here's a guy that, you know, tore it apart and rebuilt it back up, and, like, that was always my favorite thing about BD, and I check in all the time, and it's still going on.
Yeah, no, the boat stuff is awesome, man. I love that. I'm a boat dork. I like the boats as much as I like the fishing. And seeing guys build garage projects that totally. Turn into these awesome boats and the craftsmanship that these, like, I can't do any of that crap. Like, it's amazing how talented some of these guys are, and then they share it, and it's like, you know, that project comes up, and go, oh, hey, I'll come over on Saturday and help you. And you got this spirit of community where, especially in the early days when it was just a couple thousand people, I mean, you needed help, man. These guys would show up in droves.
That's cool.
In the early days, like, we needed help weeding vinyl stickers, you know, where you pick out the material you don't need or whatever. We put a post up there. I get 30 guys would show up to my shop and help us make all the stickers for, like, a whole year.
Really?
And all I had to do was buy pizza and beer.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, like, Coors Light's there.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are still around. It's gotten a lot bigger, but, you know,
the big community.
Still,
well, it's international now.
It's global. I mean, thanks to Google, really, we search so strong on Google. You can't hardly search a fishing term or a boating term or whatever where we don't come up in the top couple three.
Wow.
And that's been a big part of the business, is just making sure that stuff's visible to the search engines and more people see it, and we keep growing our footprint.
You guys understand all that stuff.
Most of it. We're going through a big change right now where we've got a consultant helping us with SEO and a bunch of other stuff. And it's like, you think you know it until you hire a guy that does it all day, every day. So we're like in this cool learning mode right now where we're really upgrading the entire business and the website and the tech and all that to kind of be able to next level it, you know, in the next few years. So it's an exciting time for us for sure.
If you want to get through, talk to Ali and ask a question about all the history he's done, 833-288-0973. I want to switch gears and talk about local fishing. You've been local fishing.
Yeah, a little bit here and there. Cod.
Yeah, has it been good?
It's been
great.
Dude,
cod in this
year. We went like 2 weeks ago, and it was the best
What is going on?
We went yesterday, too. It was really good. But based on 2 weeks ago, like, I was sending, you know, 2 and 3 pounders back down. And at the end of the day, the 5 and 6 pounders didn't show up. So I probably released a few tacos that I should have kept.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, man, it's been, I don't know what it is this year. Have you been going, Ricky?
It's been fantastic. Reds,
yeah.
It's been there's no rhyme or reason. And it shows for everybody.
And a lot of reds, which is great, right?
Straight reds. Like crazy. Reds and chuckleheads where I've been fishing. And that's all that I've been catching pretty much.
Yeah.
And it shows everywhere. I mean, on all the local spots have good fishing, and you see, you know, we were talking with Marcos yesterday, the new C4th has kind of changed their run for the wintertime, doing a semi-local into Mexico three-quarter day run. Those guys are crushing them. I mean, they come back looking like a Colinette trip. You know, everybody's got gunny sacks that are full of, exactly like you said, big reds and big chuckles. Like, even the miscellaneous junk rockfish and all the small starries and things are all big this year. I don't know what it is, but, man, it is healthy and biting.
I think it's the red crab, man. I mean, there's just been three or four year buffet of, you know, protein.
Fatten them up.
Yeah, and also, I'm not seeing as much red crab, and I think that's why they're biting better. You know, we'd pull up to these spots that were mega, like, I'll run all the way down to the finger because it's good down there, and they're big. And we couldn't catch a fish through all that crab. And now it's, I'd say, mostly gone, 80% gone or whatever. We had a few cough-up crabs yesterday, but not like it was.
And we've relied on it so little to fill our time because the last few years, like, the tuna season ends in December, and it fires back up again in March and April. You know what I mean? Like, the amount of time that we're putting a high focus on cod has been so insignificant. You know, I mean,
agreed.
10 years ago, like, you needed to rely on that all year long. Like, when you went out and didn't catch tuna again, you stopped on the 9 and tried to catch some rockfish. And, like, that just hasn't been a thing for so long.
Yeah, we have not had an off. I mean, I remember tuna season starting last year. I'm like, oh, God, it was almost, like, too soon. I mean, I love it, but we need a little bit of time off after Fred Hall, man. It's okay, time to load the stuff up and let's go.
Let's go.
And you turn around, it's October.
What about this new year-long fishery called swordfish,
you can ask Ricky. We are texting back and forth like 12-year-old school
for
girls.
Real?
Just eating up with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I only caught one this year, and I just had a run of no bites. Like, I was cold, man. And I think that's a lot of it right now. We're drifting and praying for the most part.
Yeah.
We don't have it dialed in.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean,
so what's the deal with the guys that have it dialed?
I want to say before anything else, like, don't skip over that. Like, for every person, because I know, because so many buds and customers myself.
Oh, yeah, you sell a lot of gear.
So many people get frustrated with that, like, that's a fish, that's a highlight, like, leaderboard, scoreboard, best thing ever fish. Every time somebody gets one, you hear and see photos of every one. So, like, don't get frustrated that you went 2 or 3 times and didn't get one. Like, there's Ali, a guy that's caught a bunch. in other coasts and knows how to do that fishery that didn't get by. That's all I'm trying to say. Is like, don't get frustrated.
Time on
if you
the
didn't
water.
Yeah, Pete's like, what about the guys that have it dialed? Nobody has it.
Nobody
dialed.
Has it. Totally. They're luckier than the other ones.
It's a straight up social media thing. Like, it's just like the models shaming normal girls. Like,
yeah.
All you see is the post where they get them. What you don't realize is they're doing 8 to 10 to 12 trips. Per fish. You know, and if you're hot, you could get fish 4 trips in a row, but you're not going to sustain that.
Sure.
You know, I got a buddy that was just on fire, and I'm like sitting here going, what the hell? And we're doing the same stuff, same spot, same everything. It's just getting your ticket picked, man.
Yep.
That's all it is. Is it going to pull your number out of the barrel that day or not? And then, like any kind of fishing, put in your time and good things will happen. But, dude, I had a 10-trip grind for one shark and one bite.
Ooh.
In 10 trips.
10 trips.
And I can't wait to go again.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sick with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
So what's the gear? How are you setting things up? What's your program?
I think we're all kind of doing the same stuff. You know, years and years ago, I tried to figure this out. And I was so close. The big change has been the depth, and that's what we've learned from the buoy set guys. But, I mean, it's basically, it doesn't, like, we've got electric reels. You don't have to have them, but if you're going to do a lot of it, you have to have one kind of thing. Like, if you're going to go goof off with it once or twice a year, don't worry about it. Get a reel cranky. But if this is something you really want to dedicate yourself to, man, get a hooker electric. There are some solutions from the other guys, but we've got big swordfish here. Big ones. We're not catching 60-pound average fish like Florida. I'd say our average fish is probably 175 pounds. So, and it's nothing to see a 250 or a 400. So I think the hooker electric rig, because you've got a real big game reel, whether it's a Penn or a Shimano, you know, you've just got a reel that's been there, done that, is proven. And they make models where you can take the motor off if you want to harness up and fight the fish, which is cool. But that, a bunch of 80-pound braid, you know, I'm using like a 75-foot wind-on of like 250 or 300-pound test. You basically put the weight at the top of the wind-on and a bait at the end of the wind-on, and there's a lot of subtleties to not getting tangled up or any of that stuff, but
sure.
It's really just like a reverse dropper loop. It's not when we're fishing so shallow. You know, in Florida, they're fishing in gnarly current in 2,000, 3,000 feet of water.
Really?
Yeah, we're only fishing 800 to 1,000 feet down.
Yeah.
It's only. I mean, well,
yeah.
Compared. Like, when we were trying to figure it out here, what we were doing wrong, and I have a couple of buddies, we did dozens of trips trying to dial this in. And
right.
We got bites. We just were unlucky with putting hooks in fish. But it was, we always dropped to the bottom. We dropped the weight off of the bait hook, and then we would fish a couple hundred feet from the bottom. Well, as it turns out, most of the bites now are coming 1,000 feet off the bottom.
Yeah,
you know, 800. It was the depth. And then we did that show where we went out of the Pilikia and tried to spear one. We were unsuccessful, but we were able to follow the buoy gear guys and throughout the day, because we were in the same zone, and we watched them land. We watched one boat land like 8 fish.
Yeah.
And that was like...
They've been so successful.
Changed everything. There's no fish. If it hadn't have been for the work that the pier guys did,
absolutely.
Which led to the Chugi buoy guy. Gear, Chugi and those guys, and then led to the buoy gear, which led to, we've got those guys 100% to thank, you know, but once we saw what they were doing and talked to them, like, oh, we're putting our baits at this depth, whatever, we went out the next day and filmed an episode, and we had 2 bites.
Wild.
You know, and then I tell people this all the time. I'm like, we had it. This was 5 years ago. We had it figured out, and then bluefin.
Yeah.
And then it just
Then what? Yeah.
And you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, we got to put time into this. But then you're like, this bluefin thing, I think a lot of us feel that way. It's like, dude, we got to get this while it's here.
And the problem is you've got to dedicate the day to
just
either
fishing.
Or, right?
Yeah,
you got to go swordfish fishing.
Yeah,
you got to go bluefin
tuna
fishing.
You can't do both. No, you got to put your blinders on and put
and
in your time.
That's the hard part for me, yeah.
Well, and like, we know that these swordfish are here every single year, right?
Yeah.
These bluefin, they could be gone next week.
Yeah,
they could be gone.
We don't know.
You know, last time they were here.
Things are changing right now.
So that's my excuse. Like we were right there, and all we need to do is catch that one fish, and it would have been over 5 years ago. But thankfully, these guys have really dialed in the buoy gear. But I think we have a lot to learn, man.
Yeah.
We're just drifting and hoping right now.
Oh yeah, for
you
sure.
You know, it would be nice if we could really target them and bring those numbers up, so you're not going 5 trips without a bite.
What's cool about it too, at least and we don't know. We don't know for sure what we have to work with, and we will know. It's just like, it's identical to us catching giant bluefin, you know, whatever that is now, 4 years ago and 5 years ago. Like the first couple years, a couple guys were on it, and then gear starts to get refined, and technique starts to get refined, and areas and timing and everything like that. And that's what we'll know over the next few years. What, at least after 1 year of our fleet starting to get them pretty good, that seems cool is as the bulk of the tuna fishing starts to taper, there's still a fantastic opportunity to go do this, you know. So it just extended the fun and the stoke. Like, we saw it in the shop a lot. You know, you'd watch the bluefin fishing start to wane, and then all of a sudden, like, wait, there's a fishery for a fish of a lifetime that's arguably at the top of just about every hardcore guy's bucket list that we can catch 10 miles from the dock, you know, in November and December. And it's very cool that there's an option to go do later in the year. On the top, I mean, that's the bucket list, no question.
Man, I tell you, we're just scratching the surface with Ali here. So if you want to join us, 833-288-0973, open right now.
Yeah, when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about and a very special report that I guarantee you will be very excited to hear. You stand by. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
At Olokai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olokai, they believe the same attention to detail when handcrafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olokai's water-friendly Noheya Moku slip, the shoe on slip, it's a slip-on shoe that features razor sipping and non-marking rubber for ease, great grip and super on the deck. I love them. I wear them every day. The dock, the rocks, it works on, off. It's like wearing bare feet, but you have a shoe on. And when it comes to sandals, to perform, Olokai's new Olele, which I wore down in Ziwatnao, is comfort and durability of a sneaker for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olokai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olokai.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features. features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. All kinds of cool stuff
coming
up.
Yeah, and we have quite a catch report today, huh?
You're not kidding, man. It is time for our catch report with a little special bonus. Today, the catch report, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for your bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standalone hook. You can get it at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit. Time for the catch report.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go to a special caller. It's our sack spotter plane aficionado, Tom Green. Wow, wait a minute. It's February, Tom. Yeah, bluefin tuna, what?
We don't hear from you in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Well, you do this winter, I guarantee you. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Allie.
Great to hear you.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, good. We're just finishing up our quota. We should be finished today.
Come on.
And
you guys better buckle your safety belts because you've got a treat. This summer spring fishing is going to be unbelievable.
Come on.
The big fish, I saw a school yesterday that was 2 miles long, a half a mile wide, and not one of them under 160 pounds.
Come on.
And I saw a lot of 250 pounders in the school. Oh, it's insane.
Oh.
We are finishing up. We should finish up today.
What?
And
no, wait a minute. Last year you finished up like in April, right?
Yeah, it was, let's see, February. The end of March.
We
finished up the end of March last year.
So you're a
and
month
that was
half
due to
half.
A lot of the weather.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you've had the right weather.
We've had a little bit of good weather. If the fish would have cooperated, we could have finished up the first week.
Jeez,
but
get
fish
out of
has just
here.
Been so chopping down, and it's just been very tough for us.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, it has been phenomenal. We've been working out of Cedrus. It's a little bit too far for the boats yet. Adrian and I have been working out of the Cedrus Sport Fishing Lodge, and my gosh, what a beautiful place it is down here. I'm going to be sad to leave it. I'm telling you. I have to, because otherwise I won't be able to. I'll have to leave gas out of the airplane. I've been gaining too much weight down here.
Yeah, that's Cedro Sport Fishing, which you and Adrian started many years ago, because Ricky and I were there when you first started. You took us down there.
Oh, that's correct.
Yeah.
You were one of the first, that's for sure. No, it's been something else. Yeah, Adrian, honestly, the union that Adrian and Rosie have put together, with Adrian taking care of the Mexican end of it and Rosie doing such a wonderful job on the booking and taking care of the people on the U.S. side, it was an absolute wonderful union.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
The lodge looks beautiful. The sun rises. Nobody beats that down here. But, no, it has been it's been a great 3 weeks. Yeah, we're finishing up in 3 weeks this year. We could have done it in one.
3 weeks. So, okay, get your crystal ball, Tom Green, sack spotter. When are you going to be putting San Diego boats on the bluefin tuna? What's your forecast?
Well, you know what? It all depends on how much cold water we're going to end up with, if we're going to have any more cold storms coming through. But this fish has been pushing. I'm surprised every day. It's been trying to push north every day a little bit. Not a lot. We started off 40 miles from the island, and now we're 80 miles from the island.
Wow.
So it's still got a long ways to go before we're in range for the San Diego boats. But, you know, you get a good warm water push, and it doesn't take long. This stuff can move a long ways.
That's
in a short amount of time.
That's
got some bladders.
That's pretty exciting. So, Tom, is it the size of the fish that helped you finish early, or is it just the quantity of fish that you saw?
The quantity. You guys, I'm telling you, you thought there was big schools last year. Wait till you see them this year.
No.
You guys,
I thought this was an endangered species.
There's some big fish out here.
Tom, I thought this was an endangered species. Wait a minute, huh?
Don't talk to me about that.
I'll say the thing that people should know, too, the guy that's talking, like when Tom says they're X size big, like that's what size they are. I mean, there's nobody that has seen that many fish from the sky and then sees what they are in the net. You know, I mean, you gain that after that many years of seeing, okay, that's what this size fish looks like. I mean, when Tom says they're 200 pounders, they're 200 pounders.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been doing it a little while, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah. No, this, you know what? This is starting my 48th year in the air, and this is my 50th year. And I started a couple of years earlier on the boats, and then I graduated to the airplane. But wow. Yeah, this is my 50th year in the commercial fishing industry.
That's awesome, buddy. Man, what a cool. Dude, I am so fired up.
Are you, Ali, you fired up now?
No, I'm tired. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, let's get through Fred Hall, Tom. What's going on?
Tom, well, I know you're going to be doing some work for Ken and the guys at SAC as the season approaches here, which, who knows, could be Waller at Fred Hall Long Beach, right?
I mean, I think we're all sitting.
It could be. You never know. I mean, I don't want to start rumors, but a friend of mine texted me. No, I'm not a rumor mill type guy, but a friend of mine texted me the other day that they saw some fish on the 182.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. And we've been getting
now, whether I believe that or not, you know what? If he's lying to me, I'm lying to you.
Yeah. Okay, then they're already here. Well, Tom, thanks for that exciting news.
That's
it looks
great.
Like another great bluefin tuna season is in store for the Southern California anglers. We're very excited, and we'll look forward to further reports from you, Tom.
Okay, don't worry. When I get them, I'll give them to you. And Adrian and the crew are patiently waiting for the first group.
All right. Well, yeah, I know.
It's looking fantastic.
Our trips are all sold out for 2020. I know Rosie's doing a great job there at Cedro Sport Fishing. We're very excited to host them.
Sounds great. Okay, Pete, Rick, you guys have a great one.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for the call. How about that, huh?
Good.
Is that getting you pumped up there, Ali?
I'm like sitting here, and I'm sure Rick's been one of the same things. Like, when does the March popper stuff come? Like, is that going to happen? Because that caught everybody with their pants down, right?
That was the most fired up I've ever gotten from a phone call. Like, like on the show, even like, you got to be, they're done. You know, I mean, think how big that quota is,
what?
And it's the beginning of February, and they're finished. And like, we all know how good that is for us, too. When that fish comes up unmolested from boats, it gets happy, it's not getting run over. It's just, man, everything about that call is huge.
We like it.
Yeah. And the fact they're doing it so early before they get up here, the fish have some time to chill out.
Exactly.
I think we've learned that the old bluefin being bluefin was because they had a bunch of machinery over their head trying to kill them. You know, and now these last few years, they get some time to settle in, and they come in and act like tuna.
It's February 9th.
It's crazy.
It's early February. How about that?
Crazy.
Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Ward Sport Fishing. How many bluefin tuna are you catching today?
Easy follow-up. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. No spotter plane report from us here. So, that's some good stuff.
Holy exciting,
isn't it?
Woolley?
Huh?
Man, I think if you're not the fisherman in Southern California, that doesn't get your blood going. You need to check yourself or find a new hobby
Start
for sure.
That's
good stuff. Well, hey, for us up here, you know what? Our action pretty much mirrored our last couple weeks, you know, no doubt about it. Water temps, again, here on the beach, like that 58 to 60 degree range, pretty mild. Half day fishing, still we're setting up over some deeper hard bottom structure, targeting sand bass and sculpin. The best setups continue to be those, you know, incorporating a sinker, either a sliding egg sinker or the dropper loop setup. But some standout fish on the live sardine fish near the bottom, some nice sand bass, also caught on the whole squid. But most of the action is coming on the cut bait, the stripped squid or the stripped sardine. And then for us still, that three-quarter day action, we're out there in that deeper water targeting that sculpin. You know, the catching remained excellent. It's very good. Five fish limits has not been hard to come by for the guys on the three-quarter day trips right now. But still, that swim bait fished on the dropper loop is continuing to be lights out, productive, man. That five-inch Viejo swim bait in any of the red colorways is the way to go. So little bass action too on those trips as the guys have slid to the inside and fished on the anchor over the hard bottom in there. And, once they've kind of wrapped up their sculpin needs. But what's been cool to see for us here is this halibut action has kind of kicked into gear here. We're starting to see some fish in some areas and some nice ones actually being caught. Not a whole lot has really changed in our derby per se as far as big fish making the leaderboard. We're still sitting at, I think, 19 fish on that derby leaderboard. But we had a few fish caught this week on some open party trips, some nicer ones that for sure would have made the leaderboard had the angler bought in to the derby prior to leaving the dock. And then yesterday, the Helena's out there again on a charter, and they had a couple nice halibut, one particular 21-pounder, caught by Charlie Vogel, whose dad, Ed, a seeker. You know, they were out there on the boat with Calvin yesterday. Had a nice one for him, so a 21-pounder, good to see. So we're starting to see that halibut thing perk up, so I would not be surprised to see a little bit of perk up as well on our derby leaderboard. So that's pretty much it for us here. If you guys want to book a trip, call The Landing. Our number 949 496-5794. Of course, you can always check us on the web, danwerf.com. If you want to book on one of these trips, do it online, save a few bucks, use the code FEB, F-E-B-25. I'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips with us.
Killer deal, Wooly. Glad to hear there's some good fishing going on. Always excited to hear how the drift trips go, too. You know, I know we got a little bit of weather to get through, but once we get back to it, you know, that leaderboard very much up for grabs. And, you know, big fish, like you said, you know, a couple weeks back, 30-pounder. You just never know when that right fish is going to come. So very
what
exciting.
What about a 40-pounder
this
year?
Yeah, very exciting. See, I always
that's
dig
it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. We're seeing the bait in the right spots, you know, which is, you know, it's hard to target a halibut as it is, you know, and you need all the things to kind of line up. And it's been good to see the bait in the zones and these guys actually making a catch. So it's good to see. And I need to tell Ollie, hey, thanks a lot, bud, for, you know, BD supporting our halibut derby as well. That's been a nice partnership with you guys helping us out on the prize side of it. Certainly a good incentive for our anglers. So thanks for that, man.
Thank you, guys. Indeed. Yeah, and don't forget, click on that Dana Wharf banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com and save. Is it 25% with Feb 25? Is that right?
25. Yep, 25% on half or three-quarter trip.
Unbelievable.
That's rad.
Thanks, Willie. We'll appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, boys. Thanks for that. We'll talk to you then.
All right, let's hit the beach. Talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line with that surf report. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gents? How's it going today?
Gundy, good. Nice to hear from you.
We had a little improvement, too, in the halibut fishing. We had a first uptown perch derby, so we got some things to talk about here. Some nice fishing, a little breezy during the week, but things straightened out for the weekend. Big full moon tides. I think yesterday the high was a 6.6 coming down to a negative. You know, a lot of water moving, so it got things going there. Breezy during the week, like I said, straightened out by the weekend. The bark perch bite is kind of hitting the winter stride now, with limit fishing the norm for most anglers. And it just varies on the size of fish. The halibut also improved this week, and a few more winter striped bass were in the count. Hook, line, sinker reported some good halibut catches this week. The stretch near the Goleta Pier was good for those guys. A 28, a 30-inch fish checked in there. The perch bite has also been strong, with most anglers reporting limits. 2-pound, 2-ounce fish was their best fish this week on a chunk of anchovies. Wiley's held their first uptown derby. And some nice fish. Top honors went to a 2-pound, 4-ounce barred perch taking on a piece of shrimp. And they like to use that market shrimp up there, not that kind of chummy stuff you get in the cup from the bait guys. That market shrimp works a lot better. 2-pound, 4-ounce fish. 2-pound, 3-ounce on a metallic sardine flash widow, and then minnow. And then a 2-pounder and another 2-pounder also on flash minnows. They also had 4 Corbina in there and limit fishing on perch. Most of the catch was made there off Ventura. 6-pound striped bass taken off Zuma on a crocodile. Just Fishing reported a 5-pounder and a 7-pounder striped bass off Doc Weiler. Catch and Tackle in Newport reported several legal halibut were taken off the street jetties there on the new Super Glow sardine color flash minnow. Pacific Coast also reported good halibut action in the lagoons. Drop shot white flukes fished on those tide swings. Lots of bait in there. The smelt's lining up good. They're holding a perch derby, too, and they had a 15-ounce fish that's on the leaderboard. And then finally, Blue Water reported 2 more striped bass taken near that Del Mar river mouth, a 12-pounder and a 15-pounder, both fish taken on a white swim bait. So, heck, man, for February, I'm not complaining.
No doubt, man. It's crazy to hear that striper thing keeps continuing up at Del Mar. It seems like every week you're talking about, you know, double-digit stripers caught right outside of Del Mar. That's wild, yeah. Great report, Gundy. We appreciate you putting everything together for us, as always, and look forward to another one next week.
All right, guys, have a good week. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, I want to remind you, the brand-new 2020 CCA Bill Varnay calendar is now available. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Turner's Outdoorsman and Fisherman's Lining Tackle or at fishthesurf.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Akrit reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0. coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.